Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grah, and today I'm joined by two ladies who are members of the We're Here group. We have Deb Bacigalupo. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Joan Lipinski. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have something coming up soon. Would you like to tell us what this is?
On the 16th, we have our regularly scheduled monthly meeting. This will be our 12th. We started the group We're Here in February last year. It meets the third Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock by the Civil War Monument by the courthouse. We stay on the sidewalks and rally to let people know that we're interested in the policies and the politics of local, state, and federal government, and that we have voices and we share how we can make our voices heard. We sort of are there to encourage each other to be more active and to show other people that we are interested and involved in politics and hope that they follow suit.
Very good. Can anybody get involved with this?
Yes, we have a closed Facebook group, but you can ask to join that. And we also send emails to people if you want to get on the email list to know what's happening. It's open to anyone who's interested and wants to become involved. We usually have a topic for our rallies every month, and sometimes we don't know until just a few days before what it's going to be. And then we also, besides our regular monthly rallies around the courthouse, if there's some national march, such as the Women's March, Power to the Polls, we're having another rally that on the 21st.
Okay. So coming up on the 16th, what's your subject that day?
We're kind of up for grabs right now because so many things change on a daily basis in what's happening with policy in the federal government and state. At this point, I'm leaning toward Time's Up, the women's actions. That's been very, very strongly discussed politically, and there's a lot of women's rights that we need to be dealing with.
So for those who don't know, the Time's Up is kind of run by Hollywood at this point in time, right? About, how do you describe it? I don't even know how you would describe
it. Well, there's Me Too, which is when people started online and social media just telling stories about how they have personally been abused or assaulted as just for being a woman, basically. And it sort of shocked a lot of people to find out how many people have been keeping those kinds of things quiet for years and years. It also made a lot of people near my age remember a lot of stuff that they went through that they'd sort of suppressed for a while. And then some of the people in Hollywood started raising. They were at $13 million, and I think it's $15. They're doing a fund to pay for legal services for women that cannot afford that kind of thing, because the recommendations now are if you are sexually harassed or assaulted in any way, you should report to your human services, but you should also get an attorney. And there's a lot of people that just taking the step to say something about it is a big step. Reporting to human services has not been very useful for very many people in the past, and they're recommending attorneys, but there's a lot of people that cannot afford an attorney.
Okay. Very interesting. We hear about this stuff in the news, but hearing more in depth about it is great. So thank you for adding that. But also on the 16th, is it the 16th or the 21st, you'll have a big person attending your rally, right?
Yeah, the 21st, Sunday the 21st at 1:30, there's a rally in downtown Pontiac. It's the first anniversary of the Women's March in Washington. And in order to do something about that, we decided we would do something local because people, Chicago and Bloomington, all different places have the march. The national march is in Las Vegas this year. But we would like to have something local for people that want to just participate and be part of that day. And Sarah Dady, one of the candidates for the Democratic primary for Congress, will, in 16th District, our district will be here with some of her staff members. We've also invited some other of our representatives, but we haven't heard back from them.
Well, it'll be nice because Sarah was probably here last when we had the big forum that there were a lot of people there that night and got to know there are five running or is it four? I can't remember.
We're down to four now.
Down to four. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're all really interesting and it's great that mm-hmm. one of them is coming back, especially pre-primary, you know?
Yes.
That's very awesome. So it's as easy as just showing up at the monument, which is at the corner of yes. Main and Madison.
Yes. We say on public sidewalks because that's our right.
Okay.
But the right to assemble. And we've already talked to the police about it as well. You know, they know that we're doing this. So
very good. Very good. Is there anything else you would like to let our listeners know about the We're Here movement in Pontiac and Livingston County?
I can tell you a little bit about what our rallies have been in the past.
Okay.
We had one march celebrating and discussing disability rights. I believe that was also the one we sometimes have someone speak on the topic, mm-hmm. Sharing information. And Karen Donovan, who was from Futures mm-hmm. Unlimited, gave us a lot of good information that day. We also had a tax march last April, hoping to encourage our president to release his tax records, which has not happened yet. We also had a march in June, which was National Pride Month, to celebrate diversity. We've had healthcare ones. We had a candlelight vigil after the Charlottesville rally, and we did a little thing in memory of Heather Heyer and the troopers that were killed that day. I believe one of the months we also had, we talked about gun control. It's been really good that the people that come are very knowledgeable, and I've learned a lot from talking and sharing ideas with them. We don't always agree on everything, but it's a friendly place to share ideas and learn and make friends who kind of think like we do.
Mm-hmm. Healthy, friendly debate, right?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. So how to get involved? Just show up during the rallies, and right. How do you get to your Facebook page? I know you had to request an invitation or you show interest in being a part of it. Where do we find you on Facebook?
It's a group, We're Here. You know, just search for that and then ask to join the group, and one of the administrators will approve you.
Very good. Anything else from you guys today?
When we meet and when we have our rallies, one of the things that's really interesting is the number of passerbys that we'll get engaged in
yes.
discussion with. And it's particularly interesting that some of the topics that we sort of focus on have people that will walk up and just say, thank you, I feel good that there's somebody else around here that cares. And so that's part of the We're Here thing, is a visibility of we do have ideas, we do share thoughts on people, human rights, on those kinds of things, and that other people know there's just someone else around. We started this after the Women's March in Washington. I was lucky enough to be able to go to that, and it
yes,
was
thank you, Joan.
It was such a wonderful experience to be surrounded by people that wanted to be active, that wanted to participate in government, you know, that weren't being rejected and making them feel isolated. It was just sort of this group experience. And so then Deb and I got together and said, we're just going to try. And this is really, we use Facebook, we use emails, because I had some people to email. We got the Livingston County Democratic list to send out our things. We've tried to send out some press releases for things. It's a word of mouth, mostly mm-hmm. group. It's very loosely organized. A few people have been to a couple of the rallies and then determined that they were able to find another larger group elsewhere to become part of on a specific topic. And that's sort of our hope, that people will get together and decide, I need to act on this particular topic. It's important to me. And there are resource people involved in this group, you know, so that helps. So.
And, of course, we want to promote exercising your right to vote. And we encourage people, if you are not already registered, please get registered.
Okay. And all that information is available through you guys, through the courthouse, through Christy Mashing's office.
Yes.
Now, I was going to ask, too, this is no party lines here, anybody involved. But since this all happened, Livingston County Democrats have skyrocketed, from what I understand.
Yes.
How can people become involved with that if they so choose to?
They have. You can contact John Reese, who's the chairman, and I think probably online you could find I think there's a website. I'm not a big online searcher, people.
They but have the a other Facebook thing is, page, too.
Yeah, yeah. On the 13th of February, which is the second Tuesday of February, at 7 o'clock, there's a meeting at the city council chambers, and that's where you can join up or find out more about it or become a member or start participating. And those that group now is going to be meeting every other month on the second Tuesday at 7 o'clock at council chambers.
I hope everybody's got their pen and paper out because there's a lot of dates here that we need to keep track of. Very good. Anything else from either of you today?
Just hope that people are inspired to do something. You know, we all have a voice. And we all should be using it.
Very good. We've been speaking with Deb Bacigalupo and Joan Lipinski. They're part of the We're Here movement in Pontiac and Livingston County. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.